I want to talk about just briefly a distinction between vested rights and nonconforming uses, and they have common themes. And to quote William Faulkner, I think from Light in August, the past is never truly past. And the common themes are basically building or maintaining projects that don't comply with current regulations. And both nonconforming uses and vested rights claims involve looking sometimes deeply and in a very detailed and rigorous manner at a project's history, whether it's remained consistent, been completed, or changed such that it triggers current regulations. Key differences, the concept of vested rights, as we commonly use the term grandfathering, applies to new construction that is subject to older regulations because it's part of a project that was begun before current codes were adopted. Legal nonconformity, by contrast, refers to construction that's already built and doesn't comply with current code but did at the time that it was permitted. So the bulk of my talk is going to focus on vested rights. And so by way of brief history, the common law rule in Texas, and this is true, I think, in most states around the country, is that development is subject to regulations in effect when the application is submitted. And prior to the adoption of this state's early vested rights laws in 87, the exceptions were few, and they generally required that developers demonstrate an irrevocable commitment of resources in reliance upon an earlier approval. And that resulted, as I think some of you have much deeper history in these issues than I do, that resulted in cases where developers generally would approve, get subdivisions approved, and cities like, I don't know, maybe the city of Austin, would adopt watershed regulations that would later complicate the subsequent vertical construction of lots in those subdivisions.